Well, Cascade was part of the Foster's group up until about 18 months ago. Foster's was then bought by big South African brewer SAB Miller. SAB Miller's good at selling beer, not so interested in selling non-alcoholic beverages. So when they'd bought that, they then sold the non-alcoholic brands, including Cascade Raspberry and Cascade Ultra C, to Coca-Cola Amatil.
What was your reaction when you had that news? Because most of your property is dedicated to the juice market, really, isn't it?
That's 100% right, yeah. So once upon a time, we only ever grew raspberries and blackcurrants for Cascade. That's changed over the last few years. We've been selling raspberries elsewhere, but the emotions were mixed, I suppose. There were opportunities, but also there was a lot of uncertainty.
Well, let's go through them. What exactly were the concerns you had?
Well, Coca-Cola is a big company, and we had been dealing with Cascade down at South Hobart for 15 to 20 years, and we had a really, really good relationship with them. So anybody who you're dealing with who's new always comes with a few extra challenges.
So I imagine a ripple went right throughout the producing network here.
Yes, it did. And also, I mean, Coca-Cola bought the Cascade brands, and I suppose there was a bit of uncertainty with them, what they were going to do with them.
Because they process on the mainland, don't they?
They do, yes. So most of their bottling plants, I think all their bottling plants are on the mainland, and that's currently where the juice is being made.
Now that it's taken place, yep. What's your reaction?
Well, In the first little while, you know, we weren't exactly sure what was going to happen. But one of the things we were certain of is Coca-Cola have a wonderful distribution network. So they sell things all across the country. So there was always an opportunity there if we could get a good relationship going.
So you sort of approached it as a double-edged sword in a way.
Exactly. If they continued to buy Tasmanian fruit and then market and distribute nationally, then it was a positive.
And why is it in their interest, do you think, to hang on to the cordial outfit of Cascade?
Well, I think it's a beloved brand. You know, it's a brand that's been around for generations. My nan used to give it to her children and her children gave them to me.
But for a multinational to be concerned about that sort of sentimentality, in a sense.
Well, I think provenance is becoming more and more important. And Coca-Cola has its brands that, you know, the Sprite and Coca-Cola and whatnot. But I think more and more people want to buy provenance-based brands or products.
And that was particularly strong with Cascade.
Here it is. You have a Tasmanian company that's been producing a Tasmanian fruit syrup for so long, you know, using Tasmanian fruit, so you've got a brand already ready to go.
What are the risks, though?
Well, I suppose the risks could have been that Coca-Cola decided that they were happy to buy raspberries and blackcurrants internationally. They're a bit cheaper than what we can do here in Australia and in Tasmania. So that was always a risk. But just recently they decided that's not what they want to do. They've made a commitment that they would like to continue buying raspberries and blackcurrants from Tasmanian sources, and they've got sufficient supply in their warehouse at the moment and also what's here in the field to make sure that they actually won't run out.
So then do you see potential for other Tasmanian low-cost juice suppliers?
I suppose as Coca-Cola develops its markets, and if the brand grows, then of course there'll be more opportunities, I suppose, for supplying fruit into the future. But we were delighted when Terry Davis, the CEO of Coca-Cola, a Tasmanian-born person living in Sydney, wanted to come and visit us on the farm to see what we do, to see where the fruit that they were buying is sourced from, and delighted to see his reaction to our farm.
Was that unexpected?
It was a little bit unexpected. I mean, you don't know who you're going to be dealing with in a big organisation, but the people that we have been dealing with have been really interested in helping us through this process, I suppose.
But the Cascade label stays on the bottle.
The Cascade label stays on, and hopefully our fruit will stay in the bottle.
Well, you're holding a Cascade product there. That's your berry fruit in that bottle.
It certainly is. So 100% of the fruit that's in this bottle is from Tasmania, and most from our farm, to be honest. But, I mean, the bottles have changed. So since Cascade in South Hobart made them, they've now changed. But what's inside is the same fruit.
The name's still there. Cascade's still there.
Yep. The name, the brand, the Ultra C in blackcurrants and the raspberry syrup is still the same. And really, most importantly, the fruit inside is still the same fruit.
So you've got the before and after bottles.
Exactly. And I think there's a phasing out that's going on at the moment. So some of the older brands are still on shelves with the newer ones sitting alongside. But the most important thing is that it's the same product.
Oh, I think it's interesting because the old bottle, blackcurrants written on there, much more prominently, and the new bottle is emphasising Ultra C.
Yeah, but also we've got a nice little neck tag on the top with blackcurrants saying made only with Tasmanian blackcurrants, and the raspberry one says the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so that's a new thing.
That's a nice addition, and I think there will be a greater focus on the provenance of the fruit that goes into these products.
Oh, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
And have a bumper season.
I hope so as well.